following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Okay, gigantic wireless company, we need to talk. Now that my contract is up, I'm breaking up with you. I'm sorry, it's not you, it's me. Okay, it's you a little bit. The two-year contract, the huge monthly bills. You had to see this coming. Yes, I'm switching to Net10 Wireless, and I'm taking everything with me. My phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network. I'm taking it all. Well, you can keep the hidden fees and penalties. You see, with Net10 Wireless's bring-your-own-phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. Now, don't be upset. We'll stay in touch. I just needed some space and some extra money every month.
Introducing the bring-your-own-phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Keep your phone, your number, and still cut your monthly bill in half. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks, including 4G LTE, just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide and at net10byop.com. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at Net10 Wire.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, the refreshed Damon Day, back
living
with
it.
Us in studio.
Living it.
What's up, man?
Living it.
Back from vacation.
Back from vacation, and man.
You planned it out pretty well because it was kind of cold while you were away.
Kind of cold. It was 85 degrees in Orlando on Sunday. I was in t-shirts and shorts for a week.
Well, see, but again, now something nobody wants to see.
Now I'm wearing thermal underwear with flannel-lined jeans, a stocking cap on, and a jacket. I hate being cold more than anything. All I do is bag on the weather, and my wife still defends Nebraska weather to this day.
There is no one that could ever survive in this studio wearing what you're wearing today, because usually it is a sauna in here, which you can attest to during the summer.
It is. It is warm during the summer, but it
not so bad today.
It is just such a cold. I mean, I hate
you're a
being.
Wimp.
I am.
You're
I'm
a
not.
Wimp.
I'm not even going to sit here and try to play Tommy Tough Guy. I'll just admit it. I just hate being cold, and this is ridiculous type cold.
It's going to warm up. We're going to get to 30 by the end of the week.
I heard someone say that. It's supposed to get up to. It's supposed to warm up.
Yeah,
it's supposed to get to 38.
The funny thing is, most of the year, everybody kind of clicks over to the Weather Channel. I mean, you can listen to it on the radio, you can read it in the paper, but you just click over real quick, the old weather on the 8s. I think it was Saturday before I was getting ready to go to the Kearney Wrestling Invite. You know, it's like 8 degrees now, and the high is going to be 10. And they show you that little graph, you know, at 10 a.m. here it is, at noon here it is, hit 2, 5, 8. And the little line just goes, ding, ding. You go 8, 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 8, 8. I'm going, wait a minute. This is like the only time of the year where that's possible because, you know, 52, 60, 75, 100, back down to 70. No.
My favorite is when the fronts move through and it's like a high of 37 and that high was reached at like 7 a.m.
Well, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like 7 a.m. and it's just going to go downhill from there. So, but no, it was an awesome. It was the trip of a lifetime. Greatest week I've had in my entire life. It was that awesome. So it truly was that awesome of a vacation.
What does Jess think about that?
I think my wife agrees. Actually,
wow.
I only got like worked up a few times because I'm not a crowd guy whatsoever.
Okay.
Whatsoever. But there are crowds at Disney World. There are a lot of crowds.
Even this time of year?
Well, we went on the, statistically speaking, we went on the quietest year, week of the year. The week kind of after Thanksgiving and before the Christmas kind of rush.
Okay.
So statistically, but lines were still 40, 45 minutes long. We never waited in line.
Wow. Because you're you.
Well, no, because we just did the fast pass thing, and our kids aren't big enough to ride the really long one. But it was just it's such a happy place. My kids were so well behaved, and it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal trip.
Did you put the ears on?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so one day at Disney World?
No, we were there for five. Did you stay there? We stayed on site.
So you were there every day.
Every day.
Did you do anything besides that?
No, we just went to Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios,
The coolest part was?
I thought the coolest part probably was riding the roller coaster with my son and then Princess's lunch with my daughter.
There he is.
Lunch with the Princess's baby.
Just when you think he's a communist and hates
America. Just when you think I'm right back in it.
There he is. So, that's good. Did you put the ears on? Did I already ask you that?
Yeah, I put the ears on and got the stuffed animals. It was an awesome, awesome trip. But I came home to read about the Huskers Bowl predictions. And I was stunned yesterday when you asked me kind of what I was going to bring up today. Really, I hate to tell Mr. Chatelain this, and I still haven't figured out the protocol between arguing with other members of the media, but
it's not arguing.
Oh.
It's opinions.
Okay.
Everybody has an opinion, and you can disagree.
You're darn right no one respects Nebraska. And, I mean, it was stunned to hear him think that they were really going to send Nebraska to the BW3 Bowl over Michigan. Because if anybody who pays attention to what's going on, of course you're going to take Michigan over Nebraska from the simple standpoint of Michigan's got a couple playmakers that are really exciting to watch. You know, if you're sitting there looking at it just from a game standpoint, I truly think that the fact that we don't have Taylor Martinez, that we have a banged-up offensive line, that Amir Abdullah's kind of got the bum wheel, we don't know who's going to start at quarterback. All those things play into the decision-making process. You had Devin Gardner, who's everyone's last memory of him, is taking Ohio State to the wire and playing one of the most dynamic games of anybody all season. That's who you're going to take. I don't think you take reputation or anything. I think you just take who's going to be the better team that fans are going to come want to see. So I kind of disagreed with his opinion that Nebraska somehow got hosed from taking that bowl.
Well, and you, Tom Chattel, we had him on last Monday. We talked to Tom. You can check out his Tuesday column, every Tuesday column. Go to Omaha.com, read. He gives his kind of his thoughts on the whole process and about Nebraska no longer necessarily being a name or the name where you just fall over yourself to say because, you know, he's right. Back in the day, if you had a chance to have Nebraska come to your bowl, because
no doubt.
How many times were they in the Orange Bowl? How many times were they in a BCS? And Nebraska's been in a lot of those bowls, so everybody's kind of had them. Yeah, and they were exciting, and you knew you were going to have a good game. That's not the case anymore. And he gives some scenarios. Damon, here's my deal. Whether you go to Arizona or not, or what tier it is, if you're not playing in a BCS, the paycheck for a Big Ten school is going to be about the same wherever you go. And they're playing on New Year's Day. You gotta get together to avoid the Nebraska Georgia rematch.
I do agree with that.
You know, I would have rather played LSU in the bowl game. You know, you just switch it around and give Nebraska the matchup with LSU instead of Iowa. And Iowa could have played Georgia, and that could have been in the Outback. That's fine. Or you know, you're not going to go to the Capital One. You don't want to play South Carolina.
How much autonomy does the Big Ten have?
Thank God we're not going to the Alamo Bowl to play, you know, that's Texas, Oregon. I wouldn't want any of that.
I mean, who does the Big Ten have the sway? Does the conference commissioner have the sway to start saying, hey, no, we're not going to do this. You're going to take so-and-so. I don't know if they have that. I don't know if anybody, one person has that power. I don't think Delaney has that with the, being the Big Ten commissioner. I don't think he has that. But I completely agree that those were the last group standing, and everyone looked around and said, we got Nebraska versus Georgia again type of thing. And a Georgia team that no one really wants to be in their bowl game with Murray being injured.
And the bottom line is, that's why I don't like all these tie-ins, these pre notion tie-ins.
Predetermined.
Because you know what? It doesn't, to me, it doesn't seem to really matter. I mean, it's the if it's there's some kind of convenience that you know you're going to be dealing with. You know what? Nebraska, go to the Chick-fil-A, you play Duke. Let A&M play, you know, or Nebraska. I mean, you don't want to play A&M, but, you know, Duke, Georgia, Nebraska, A&M. You know, play somebody different. There's so many bowl games, there is no excuse. And especially now that this has happened to Nebraska twice in the last 6 years where they've had to play the same teams. Why? Why? Why against Georgia? Why in all this? They're still going to make a good paycheck, and they're still going to be on New Year's Day. And like we said with Dirk, I think it's a winnable game.
But it's Duke, Texas A&M, after what a mobile athletic quarterback just did to Duke in the ACC championship game. Now, granted, I'm not saying that Texas A&M is as good as Florida State, but I'm saying that Texas A&M is a top-tier team. Do you really want to see Texas A&M go do that again to Duke? I mean, that's the – I mean, I am interested to see the Ohio State-Clemson matchup. I am I'm very interested.
There's always intriguing games. There's always stinker games.
Yeah.
And Nebraska, Georgia, that has a definite odor.
Where neither team's opening day quarterback will be starting.
No, yeah, that's I sent here you'll probably I think you'll enjoy this. And I should have thought about it more than maybe a couple of minutes, but yesterday turned in the Heisman ballot. Did the final bit of research yesterday afternoon on the top candidates and then sent it in. But I text a few of the, since I'm not a Twitter person, I text out to some acquaintances, and then I text it to like Sipple and Sean Callahan and people that do vote for the Heisman. And I said, just send in my Heisman ballot. Manziel, Clowney, Martinez. What do you think?
I love the fact
seriously,
that
that's why I want to go back to the beginning of the season and slap people for this whole Jadeveon Clowney thing. I just want to slap them.
Oh,
slap, 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 slap.
Well, Mark May brought it up on during the bowl show. You know, I know that May is not the most glamorous of guys, but he brought up the defensive tackle for Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, the Panthers, has better stats. Way better stats, like in a couple major categories above Ndamukong Suh, and is not getting talked about. I think May has a great point. The Heisman needs to become the best playmaker from that standpoint, from the college. Because let's face it, is Jameis Winston the best player in college football? I don't know, but there's some guys that are doing some pretty special things. Manziel's numbers are better this year than they were last year, except he doesn't have the wins.
Running the football down a little bit.
Okay.
Down a little bit. But
being eighth or ninth on the list. And no, then you got a guy like A.J. McCarron who's what, lost three games in his college career?
Yeah.
And not even getting a sniff at it. And
that's fine.
You know,
that's fine. His stats don't deserve. I was surprised. I thought the most that they ever took to New York was five, so something must be going on that they're six. I was surprised that A.J. McCarron is going. I was surprised that the Auburn back made it. Not that you do or you don't vote for these guys, but that they had enough support to get them. And maybe A.J. McCarron is going to finish sixth out of this whole deal, and maybe they're taking him to New York for his career achievement. But at no point.
He is more of a career award than a single season award. Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
And I can tell you right now, I did not vote for A.J. McCarron for that reason. He was not the best player in college football this year.
Yeah, I think it's just so hard. I think when you have it's such a broad-based award, and there's so many guys that you don't get to see, like the Boston College guy. You know, I haven't seen him play, and I watch a tremendous amount of college football. I mean, you do it for a living. There's a guy, and you still don't have him being brought up to the forefront or a lot of games on television out here in the central part, but you kind of start to get into the East Coast, West Coast bias and all those types of things. And so, I mean, I don't think the award means near as what it did at one point. Now there's so many. I was just watching the other night. The Ronnie Lott Award was out there. Now there's just, you know, there's
McCarron
more.
Won the Golden Arm Johnny Unitas Award.
Yeah, you know, so there's more awards. Obviously, this is probably the most well known, and they've had. I mean, it's tied in with ESPN now, and it's tied in with Nissan, and so they've done a great job of marketing the award. But I don't think it carries the same weight as it did during a Marcus Allen or an Archie Griffin.
The Aflac Duck too.
Aflac Duck, you know, but it is. But it's kind of all. Marketed to, I just don't think it means as much as it once did.
obviously, with all the issues that you're having with all of these guys who are winning it, the character issue side of things isn't really in the discussion anymore. Because someone was saying, like, the last four or five Heismans, I don't think Bush had gotten arrested for anything, obviously. You know, the fact that he was living in a house for free, you know. And that's what's amazing is I still haven't figured out how O.J. Simpson doesn't have to give back his Heisman, but Reggie Bush does give back his Heisman. What is wrong with this world?
Well, that's the Pete Rose argument. Reggie Bush illegally played. O.J. didn't illegally play. So that's my short answer to that. 888-455-ESPN. You're going to need that number.
That was better than any answer anybody else has given me.
Well, there you go. I'm not anybody else and can prove that. 888-455-3776. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later on in the program. We're also going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the PBR, brought to you by the Midway Auto Dealership on Saturday. Andy from Midway is going to stop in and chat with us, and we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets for Saturday night's event. Also, Matt Schick, former co-host of this show and now a big star at ESPNU. He's going to talk a little about the college football bowl games and some college basketball as well, as there's a new number one men's team in the country. All that and more, it's coming up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got Complete Nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that will be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100% off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25%, 50%, 75%, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Before you drive off to see your in-laws for the holidays, you should change your oil. Now at Napa, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. So pick up the oil change special at Napa, because you wouldn't want to get stranded on the road and not be able to go see your, well, maybe you would, but your wife will never forgive you. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/13.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
Through 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman that kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Plenty of sunshine today with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour, getting a bit gusty at times, and we'll get up to a high right around 30. Then tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 8 above zero. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Allison Kinney. Right now, it's 21.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, co-hosting on today's program. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. You're back from vacation, and you're going to stay on vacation for a while, aren't you?
No, actually, I got to get back to work. Got to get some stuff ordered today. Got to clean up some emails from Gone. Got some recruiting visits coming in, so
Yeah, got to get some new furniture in your office. That's what's going on. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Got to get ready. It's cold. Got to stay inside while he's in the new Java Chamberlain hitting pavilion over there. You got to have a recliner to set in. Folks, it doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing, as long as you're doing it in comfort. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering is just right for you in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've got the very best name brands like Ashley, Best Chairs, Lane, Lazy Boy. And for the mattresses, how about Serta, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, all there for you. And, of course, they do it with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, and free haul away. Free, free, and free, and great deals for over 36 years. At Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, go to brucefurniture.com or stop by their store, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, but let's go to the East Coast, where obviously things are much warmer than the 17 degrees we have here today. And Matthew Schick, Colorado Buffalo fan, joins us from ESPNU. Matthew, good morning.
Well, you must be doing something right with that show, because when I was hosting it, Bruce Furniture didn't want a piece of our show.
I thought they equipped in TV, brother.
With the advertisements, which we never had a piece of.
How's the family doing?
Things are good. I don't know if you can hear my my 1.5-year-old in the background. She has come down with a case of pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm trying to give her. Yeah, you didn't expect that, did you?
Well, that's not fun. I'm just talking. Dave and Day just came back from Disney World and had a great time with his kids, and now yours are sick. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's. I'm not sure why you'd bring up a Disney World trip at a time like this. It's kind of salt in the wound here. We're just trying to get through each minute, and he's going on Space Mountain. I don't think that's...
Well, he's been on Space Mountain.
Dame and Dave moving up in the world now, co-hosting with Duda.
Tuesdays, baby. Tuesday's my time to shine. Bring some knowledge to the sport world.
We call it Communist Tuesday.
That's the way you do it. You got to take advantage of those airwaves there. You never know who's listening. I'm sure it's a step up from Daddy, so that's good.
Well, Matt Schick with us. We wanted to talk a little bit about the college football bowls and a little bit about college basketball. As you can see, Matt, on ESPNU with the vast array of great analysts. Let's start basketball and backtrack into football. What's impressed you from what you've seen so far this early portion of the season?
Well, I just think in college hoops, it's there's about a half dozen to a dozen teams that could probably move up and take this thing. I think the youth is a good thing for the game, and that it gives you a chance to see a lot of stars. But it also is in some ways an unknown, because it takes teams a little while to gel, and whether you're a future NBA star or not, first year on a team can take you a little bit. So. That's why you see a team like Michigan State go through a team like Kentucky to open it up, but then loses later to a North Carolina team that lost to Belmont, lost to UAB. I mean, there's just a lot of teams out there that right now are just trying to, I think, find themselves and find out who they are. And I mean, Arizona right now is number one, and I look at that team and, this year, yeah, they would be number one, but it just goes to show you that it can – I think anybody's right now, but the youth and the freshman stars that we see are, as much as we hate the one and done rule, it does give us a chance to see these guys set foot on campus and elevate the game a little bit.
Matt, Damon Day here, and obviously there's a big buzz with Coach Miles here at Nebraska and what he's trying to accomplish in the new arena that has opened up. And so within the region, he is making some waves. Is Nebraska and Coach Miles making any waves on the national scene? Are they starting to get noticed for what they're trying to accomplish in Lincoln at all?
Well, he's making waves in a way that he can right now, and he's being smart about it, which is doing the social media stuff and, getting your name out there in every which way you can, because let's be honest, unless they're playing in Michigan State or in Indiana or Ohio State, they're not going to get much run or pub on television and throughout other media. So it's too bad, because he's such a great personality that I think once this team starts to win a little bit, whether that's later this year or the next year or two, that I think he's going to be able to really sell people, and it'll just be a cycle of people and recruits and guys watching him going, you know what, I wouldn't mind, I want to check out and see what this Miles guy is all about, so that he'll get a bigger platform. But nationally, from our perspective, it's kind of a really small blip on the radar. But all it takes is one big upset win. And I think the new arena has helped. I think there's some fascination from the outside about Pinnacle Bank and what that could bring to the program, but it's just too early to tell, and there's just too much bad history and irrelevancy with the program that it's going to take more than just a good coach, or at least a coach with a personality to kind of drive the national narrative a little bit.
We're talking with Matt Schick from ESPNU here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Obviously, on the national scene, the little guy like a Creighton doesn't get a whole lot of pub. They're going to get some national television audiences, and they're going to be able to play some good basketball, I think, or at least opponent-wise in the Big East. Is the new Big East getting any love at all?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's going to be a decent league. We've seen Georgetown early on do some great things, at least in their tournament early. They kind of put a couple of wins together. You saw Villanova upset Kansas, and that will definitely help, and Creighton as well. I think it's, with Marquette as well. Marquette's kind of struggled early on, though, which is a little bit surprising. But I think it's a league that does have a little bit of star power, and Doug McDermott helps with that. Still a lot of unknowns with the league as well. And let's be honest, they lost so much with conference realignment that it's going to take, you know, perhaps a surprise team like a Villanova to crack the top 10, or a Creighton team to not lose to, you know, San Diego State or George Washington out in Anaheim to maintain what they can do in that conference. Because when your bell cows aren't winning, you know, it's just not going to help you, especially in a league that lost to Syracuse, lost to Pittsburgh, just lost a bunch of good programs out of that league with realignment. So, again, probably too early to tell how good it's going to be, but it definitely has a lot to prove, and Creighton's going to play a big part of that. And McDermott, he's got the name recognition. He gets a lot of national pub, and that'll help the league. But these teams got to win, and hopefully Creighton, like they did against Nebraska the other night, can just start putting it together a little bit.
Let's talk a little football with Matt Schick here, ESPNU. You've got so many analysts around there that you talk to and give their opinion of other people's opinions. Are you under the umbrella that most of the ESPN network is, that Winston is a hands-down winner of the Heisman on Saturday, or do you think there's a chance somebody else could do it?
No, the remark I made yesterday was that Winston, there's six finalists, and Winston got invited, and five other guys got invited to watch him win it. and you know, just to add a little either suspense or a little drama, because I think when the votes come out, you're going to look at it and say, why are these other five guys even here? I think it's going to be one of the biggest margins of victory that we've ever seen. And when you look at it, I mean, it was even the whole question about Jameis Winston was, would he have charges filed against him and whatnot, was, if he does, who's going to win it? If he gets charged with sexual assault, who could possibly win this thing? And if there's one benefit to this whole thing with Winston, is that there are other guys that did benefit from perhaps some charges being filed, and not to trivialize it, but people had to hold on to their ballots. People had to hold on to say, okay, what's going to happen here? Where, you know, you have a lot of ballots coming in early. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the numbers and how many turned them in early, but let's be honest, if most of them turned them in early and there was no controversy about Winston, Trey Mason probably doesn't get an invite.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nationally, he was not known as much. And then, boom, he goes for 304. Against Missouri on 40-plus carries, setting records. He's the SEC-leading rusher. Now people are taking notice, and it was a highly rated game. So there's no excuse for anyone to vote early. I don't know if any of these guys who vote for the Heisman early also submit their weekly AP ballot before the games are played. But you know, you need to hold on to it. And for in this year with the controversy surrounding Jameis, they really had no choice but to, and it probably benefited a guy like Mason.
Matt, you get to work with so many different personalities and so many guys with varying opinions on the college football scene, and I'm sure that you respect everyone's opinion to the best of your ability. But who are a couple guys that you really enjoy working with, or some guys that bring a lot of good insight, not just talking the talk, but kind of do their homework and are really good at analyzing college football?
I think on the football side, it's Mike Bellotti, former coach at Oregon, former AD at Oregon, who is just so well connected and has such good insight on, you know, he's been there, he's done that, he's coached in big BCS games. And it's funny because a guy like Bellotti, you know, he'll chat and say, hey, what is this job open or that job open? He's not asking for himself. He's asking in the newsroom because he's got other friends in the coaching fraternity that want to get back into coaching, and he's calling on their behalf to get them back in. And he was on the inside on that Chris Peterson thing. You know, he thought Chris Peterson, he advised Chris Peterson to take the USC job. Chris Peterson was hired by Bellotti to be Oregon's receivers coach years ago before he left for Boise State. And so Bellotti had some very interesting thoughts on that. So I think Mike Bellotti's great. I think Tom Luganville, who covers these guys from the moment they leave middle school, because he does recruiting aspect as well. And he played at Georgia Tech and some JUCO ball and now cover these guys at this level. He's got great insight. And then a guy like, you know, Kevin Cardle, who won a Super Bowl with the Rams, played college ball at Florida and all SEC defensive end. And then he's, you know, you just look at these guys. And the biggest takeaway I have when I'm with these guys like a Kevin Carter is, who would ever want to be hit by the jet? Who would, like, oh, I always dreamed of being a college quarterback. And you look at this guy and go, guys like this would be chasing after me? No, thank you. I'll stick with the Apple computer and hide behind the desk here. These guys are mammoth. And to get them behind the set, and, you know, like a guy like Jason Sehorn, who you look on YouTube and watch some of his highlights, and then you look across the way and you're sitting right by him. And the guys I respect the most are the guys that don't have really any ties to anywhere and don't care what you think and don't care what other people think. They're not worried about offending people, like a Sehorn, who, you know, he just, even if it's against his alma mater, USC, he'll let them have it. So, you know, it's an interesting environment to work in, where just sitting in the newsroom, you just are like a sponge and you try to just listen and learn from guys who played and coached. Then you go on set, try to pretend you know what the heck you're talking about.
Boy, we trained you well back here. Matt Schick from ESPNU with us for just another couple of minutes. All right, let's get the perspective on what has transpired here at Nebraska. I mean, we can talk to Dirk and we can talk to Sammy Kuhn and Steve Sipple and Sean Callahan and the regular Husker coverers, but what about what's being said outside of the bubble, outside of the box, about Bo staying on in Lincoln, and which I'm all for that, but where Nebraska is, because big article from Tom Chattel today about how they're not the national name that they once were.
No, they're not. And last week, or the day after Thanksgiving with that Iowa game, I was in the newsroom for the second half and just listened to guys like Sehorn just talk about Nebraska and react to what they saw from Bo on the field, react to the news conference. And we were all in agreement that it was going to be over, that was it. And the reaction from the guys in the newsroom and the guys who played were, and this is their thought, is I wouldn't want that guy representing my program. And whether that's fair or not, that's the national perception of, you know, what we saw on Friday. And you've seen guys write that it just seems like an odd fit. I've made the comment that I'm not sure if there's a real strong foundation there internally between Perlman and Bo and Eichhorst. And the fact is that I talk to people and I would put my home and life on it that Bo believed he was gone before Friday's game. He believed, and he and his wife were just, and his family were essentially, I think, just waiting for confirmation that it was going to end. And you saw Coach act that way on Friday. you know, faking a punt in his own end. It was just nuts. And so I think the only person who didn't think he was going to be gone was Sean Eichhorst. And I just wonder if Perlman and Eichhorst are in lockstep agreement about what they want to do. I don't know. It was one of the most tumultuous seasons for Nebraska football. It was embarrassing on a national level, from the audio tape to the turnovers against Michigan State to the blowout against Iowa. It just didn't have a good feel. And for more apologies and more statements of I regret my behavior and all this, you just have to step back as a Husker fan and say, what do we want to be? What do we want to become? And do we have the coach there to get us there? And have there been signs that Nebraska can get there? And maybe over the next year that will be answered. Maybe they won't. But the problem for Nebraska right now is it is a program that is stuck in neutral and that is nationally irrelevant. And the only time they make the news is when their head coach acts like a moron. And that sounds harsh, but that's it. When's the last time you saw Nebraska in the news, aside from Jack Hoffman's run in the spring game, for something positive? I mean, you had the Hail Mary, but you had the head coach audio tape with Ohio State from 2 years ago come out, and then you had the Iowa stuff and the post-game stuff like that. That's when Nebraska gets attention, and that kind of stuff needs to stop. Now, we can talk all day about injuries and all that. Teams deal with injuries. Look at the team they're going to face in Georgia. They lost, to hyperbolize it, they lost half their roster to injuries this season, and yet they get to 8 wins in the SEC. So, look, the excuses are done, I think, for Nebraska, and it's time to deliver, and hopefully recruiting picks up, and it has. I saw they got that JUCO guy, a good D-line last week, and that's good. But at some point, you have to deliver something of substance, and your head coach has to stop being the story. It has to be the team on the field winning things of substance and winning championships and being competitive and not being eliminated with 2 games to go. And if they can do that, then great. If not, then a year from now we'll be in the same place we are right now.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe the image thing had been rectified with the whole Jack Hoffman deal, and then here we are. Matt, before, and we are probably over time here, but I did want to get the thoughts. Are the right 2 teams playing for the national championship? Just your thoughts on that and any other bowl game that sticks out, or any other thoughts you might have before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, I think they did. I think they got it right. I think it is ironic that you get a one-loss SEC team in there and no one really has a problem with it. It's one of the more least controversial championships involving a one-loss team in there, and it happens to involve the Southeastern Conference. I think that it would have been interesting to have the conversation if Ohio State had beaten Michigan State by a field goal or a touchdown, just to see what the national narrative and perspective would have been. But I think they got it right. I think they got the 2 hottest teams in college football. I think you have the best team in Florida State and the hottest team in Auburn, just riding this wave of incredible momentum and magic that I think it'll shape up to be a pretty good football game and a good way to end the BCS. Other games that stick out, I kind of approach it the same way every year. There's only one game that matters, and I know that's the wrong perception or perspective to have, especially from ESPN when we're televising 98% of these games. I think Stanford, Michigan State's interesting. I think Oklahoma, Alabama has some interesting aspects to it. But look, do you remember who won the Fiesta Bowl 4 years ago? I don't, unless I look it up. So I'm looking at the national championship game and then the other bowl games that come along. I mean, Nebraska-Georgia seems like a snooze fest in terms of storylines. It's too bad Nebraska has to be a program that plays either the same opponent 2 years in a row or the same bowl game 2 years in a row. But that's where they're at right now. I don't know. I outside of the national championship game, I mean, look, Texas A&M and Duke, that'll be interesting to see Johnny Football in his last hurrah, perhaps, before he goes to the NFL. But yeah, for me, it's all about Auburn and Florida State, and I think Florida State will win that game. I think Florida State will benefit from having a month to prepare for not a complicated but a tricky offense to prepare for, and I think Florida State has the defense to do it. And if they can't, then Gus Malzahn is
probably the greatest coach in the history of football. So we'll see how it shakes down. But it should be an interesting bowl season. But yeah, BCS national title game, I think, is the one we're all looking forward to. And it's the one I think that, they got it right. The system got it right. And the problem going forward, guys, with the college football playoff is at least you had some objectivity mixed with subjectivity. Next year, it's going to be all subjective. It's going to be all with a panel of people and see what they think. I look at the last, 10 years, look at the BCS, look at the top four, throw them into a playoff every year. I don't think you'd have many people complaining. I think with this playoff, as great as it is to have a playoff, I think relying solely on the committee is going to be interesting to see. You think you have politicking now. Just imagine what you're going to have when 100% of the playoff field is determined by people. And people that can have the ear of guys like Jay Jacobs, and he can make his un-American comments to anyone he wants. So the controversy has only begun, but I think we're going out the right way.
Yeah, Tom Osborne will tell him who's in, and that's all that matters. We'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up with this here from the Debt Popper inbox. Seth in Minden wants to know when you're going to come pick up your crap.
Well, and I can understand that question coming from Seth. I left some stuff in the MTV Sports office that I was kind of relying on him to ship to me. And, all of the awards and the Emmy Awards that we won there with Jeff Russo kind of riding my coattails in the sports office and Seth Denny with his award-winning Vital Signs feature that he does weekly for MTV. But I think that, as long as he can just take that box to the mailbox, we should be fine. I've kind of, his calls have gone unreturned. So for him to, for Seth to send an email to you to convey to me, it's kind of hypocritical because I've texted and talked to him, or at least left voicemails a half dozen times over the last week alone about my stuff in the MTV Sports office. And I think this is just an awkward situation for everybody. So if you could convey to Seth, just send the stuff my way, make sure the Emmys are in one piece. And not glued back together, and don't steal any of my stuff, and I think we'll be fine.
The only TV man that they had to stop a football game for at the high school level, Matthew J. Schick. Matthew,
I still can't believe you threw me under the bus like that. I still cannot believe it.
Hey, have a great Christmas, you and your family. It's always great to catch up with you, buddy.
All right. See you, dude. See you, Dave. We'll see you later.
Take care. See ya. Matt Schick, ESPNU, channel 7204. Check it out on your local cable provider. Whew. Man, he was a little chatty box this morning, wasn't he?
Oh, I think he does a good job. I mean, I don't agree with anything that he ever says, but at least he says it in an articulate manner. I mean, he does a great job of conveying points better than I do, so I always respect guys that can do that.
Coming up, Andy's going to join us here in a second for Midway. We're going to give you a chance to win some PBR tickets for Saturday night. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's give you the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Your thoughts on Nebraska-Georgia playing for the second straight year. 44% said, it's a bowl. 33% love it. 22% hate it. Playing the same opponent again. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today that you can always vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Other than the national championship game, which BCS bowl is the best? Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Baylor, Central Florida, Stanford, Michigan State. If you could only watch one, Damon, which one would it be?
Ohio State, Clemson.
I think they're all intriguing for a variety of different reasons. I think Central Florida is going to try and give Baylor everything they want. Oklahoma, Alabama, two of the most storied programs. I think it's going to depend on if Alabama wants to be there or not. I really am going to enjoy Michigan State beating Stanford in the Rose Bowl. And, yeah, I think Clemson can go give Ohio State all that. Clemson's going to want to be there. Clemson, I mean, they've had time to heal from their disappointment on the year. So vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. The final month of the year, some great deals as always at your Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happy holidays. Are you getting any time to enjoy it? Do you have the Christmas music going constantly out there to keep the smile on your face? Come on, Andy. Come on.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great football, and luckily, in America, a lot of our great holidays coincide with great football, so that's about everything that keeps me going. It's hard to believe. I know I was just sitting there thinking yesterday, I was like, man, this is almost all over. You know, so I guess everybody out here, I know you're listening to this show because you love sports, but you better get those DVRs set if you want to watch football coming up here, you know, in about 5 to 6 weeks. It's going to be all over. So I know I'm going to try and take as much in as I can.
Then they put on ice skating, and we've got a little of that going on now, man. Holidays, you want to give more. You got that going on with the Chevy dealership, and, you know, this is the time of year everybody figures out. Either I need new tires or I just need a better vehicle.
Well, and we've been seeing that a lot. You know, it's funny. I was actually sitting down with Kurt Johnson, our service director, and I said to Kurt, I said, so how's business been? He goes, well, he goes, we're going to find out after the last couple days. He goes, it's been, you know, around 0 degrees, and now we got some snow. So if you've been putting off the tires or putting off getting the heater fixed, I promise you it's going to happen. But we've been seeing that a lot on the sales side also. You know, right now during December, we have the Chevrolet's Giving More event. And basically what they're trying to do is just go ahead, give the deepest discounts, deepest rebates, and just make sure that everybody can get those great deals. There's a very big thing that's going to be happening next year, and that's for a lot of small business owners. Right now, they can actually choose to deduct up to $500,000 for their small business, whereas next year it's only going to be $25,000. Mm. So, you know what? I don't know what to say about that. I didn't go ahead and set up all these rules, laws, and regulations. All I know is that we have a little bit of this information. It's at our hand, and we want to make sure everybody knows about it. But that doesn't just fall into line there. Also, with the Cadillac, it's the season's best event. You know, Cadillac has always done a great job stepping up to the plate during the month of December, making sure that people can go ahead and get that awesome, nice, luxurious, best American car ever built type of ride. And then on the Buick line, too, there's a lot of great incentives and deals going on. Here's the big thing that we've been really trying to tell everybody. We understand that everybody's concerned about getting the greatest deal. That's why we set up the hassle-free pricing. We understand that people want to go ahead and do business with their local dealer. But at the same time, sometimes people feel that maybe they could get a little better deal going out of town, or maybe some other places have better selection. Here's where that's all changed. Right now, up at the Chevrolet lot, there's over 60 Silverados to choose from, all 2014s or newer. And when it comes to Cadillacs and Buicks, we actually have over 60 Cadillacs and Buicks in stock right now to go ahead and meet all your needs. With the hassle-free discounts, there's up to like $9,000 off right now in 2013 Cadillac XTSs, over $7,000 off right select Rams. We have never had this many brand new vehicles on the lot at once, and it's just all kind of coinciding. It's kind of like a perfect storm, not a perfect blizzard. I want to make sure I reference that, but it's a perfect storm right now. We've got the best selection, the best inventory we've ever had, and we have some of the deepest discounts, heaviest incentives that we've ever seen also. So what that means to everybody out there is, hey, if you're looking for a great deal and you want some selection, you don't need to go drive 200-300 miles. All you got to do is just step out your back doorstep, come see Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague in the game, and these guys are going to get you handled.
Folks, you can check out the inventory as well on the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Andy, hey, thanks for stopping in. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Heck, we'll do it again.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Before you drive off to see your in-laws for the holidays, you should change your oil. Now at Napa, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. So pick up the oil change special at Napa, because you wouldn't want to get stranded on the road and not be able to go see your, well, maybe you would, but your wife will never forgive you. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/13.
There are always a few people that are hard to buy gifts for.
Listen, if you're going to pick gifts out of that magazine in the airplane seat pocket.
Hey, I thought you'd dig the Yeti lawn ornament. I mean, who doesn't? Anyway, this year, StubHub's got you covered on gift ideas.
With Ticket Oaks Gift Guide.
Ticket Oaks Gift Guide has one-of-a-kind gift ideas for your favorite fan.
Whether they're into sports, concerts, theater.
You'll find great ideas for a gift they'll love.
No more Yeti lawn ornaments.
Hey, now. So get to StubHub today. Check out Ticket Oaks Gift Guide and give your favorite.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Plenty of sunshine today with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour, getting a bit gusty at times, and we'll get up to a high right around 30. Then tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 8 above zero. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Allison Kinney. Right now, it's 21.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day, back with you here in studio. I didn't ask you. Do you think Winston's the best player in college football?
I have only gotten to see him play on two occasions. I think it's tough to tell because I think the ACC is dramatically overrated. So, I mean.
Well, there you go.
I mean, right now, unfortunately, I mean, this is the golden age of SEC football, and if you watch an SEC game, in my personal opinion, you are watching the best college football teams in the country. I don't think the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the ACC can compare top to bottom with the strength of the SEC. And I know that, you know, everyone talks about the SEC bias and things like that. If you watch their games, their players look different than everybody else's, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying that Auburn's going to go beat Florida State because I think Florida State is a very, very good team. But I also think that they played in a conference where if you really look back at it, after they beat Clemson, who else did they really have to get up and go play? I mean, the same thing for Ohio State. I mean, all they had to do was beat a Michigan State team. That was really the only hurdle in their way, and they didn't do it, and that's why they're not playing for the national championship. But you know, whoever came out of that Clemson Florida State game, pretty much I felt like had the role into the national title game, and we'll see. I mean, I think Florida State ends up winning the national championship because of Jameis Winston, but I don't know if he's the best player in the country.
Do you think even if Florida State beats Auburn, there'll be people out there that say, well, you didn't really beat the best team in football?
No, I completely agree with that. I think that if you're Jimbo Fisher and Jameis Winston, I think you're sitting there when you saw Auburn beat Alabama, you said, darn it.
Yeah,
I really do. I think if you're, you know, they wanted to go, and I think that whoever was going to win the national championship this year, if you did not have to beat Alabama to do it, you are maybe the national champion, but you did not have to dethrone the king. And I think it's even more hokey how they lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that I think that if Auburn goes out and just flat beats them, you know, but let's face it, it was an even ball game. Alabama played extraordinarily horrible. Auburn played extraordinarily well, got some breaks, got some things to happen, which happens for all championship teams, and you got to have your bits of luck. But really, if you look at how Auburn beat Alabama, crazy, crazy finish.
It's even crazier than what kept Nebraska out of another national championship game with that fourth and inches pass against Texas in one of the inaugural Big 12 championship games. Tomorrow, new head coach Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm will make his second appearance on the show. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little hockey. They've named their captains for the year. Nolan Glukowski will be the captain, and the assistant captains are Garrett Cecier, Christian Horn, and Drew Mayer. Also, the Storm has the USHL Player of the Week or Forward of the Week in Joel Esperance after the four-goal performance against Cedar Rapids, and they play at Omaha tomorrow. Congratulations to Hastings College's Alex Geyer, first-team All-American as the goaltender. Nothing got by that guy. Tyler Ortlieb, third-team honorable mention to Thomas Boss. Let's give away a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Midway Auto Dealership PBR at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Of course, the first correct caller at 888-455-ESPN will get them. And then we're going to come back and give some more stuff away on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the PBR Saturday night if you're the first correct caller that can tell us who leads the world at the National Finals Rodeo in bull riding. That's the other now, the PRCA, who is number one in the world standings in bull riding. And that way we've got a sure rodeo fan going on Saturday. Which bull rider leads the world in the PRCA at the National Finals Rodeo? If you know the answer, call now. We'll give you the tickets and be back after this.
You want action, though. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR. Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Rouse Rakes, Sapp Brothers, and New West Sports Medicine. Tickets are available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday, December 14th.
Okay, Gigantic Wireless Company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net 10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net 10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide, including Radio Shack. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at net10wireless.com.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for...
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mike in Lexington, congratulations. He knew that J.W. Harris leads.
I knew J.W. was having a season, but I did not know he was number one.
You know what? I'm going to give you the, when you're talking rodeo, you always got those names. You know what I'm talking
about. It's
like
a Texas pitching staff.
Well, yeah. You got J.W. or you got Gunner. You got.
The best names in all of college sports.
Not really here in the Bull Riders this year. J.W., Shane, Tyler, Cody, Chandler, Steve, Trey, Trevor, Cooper, Elliot, Parker, Josh, Tyler, Cole. Yeah, outside of J.W. there, you know, let's see if I can find somebody else here for you. There's old Court Shear. I see Court. There's a rodeo name. Court. Heath with an I. Really? A lot of Coles, a lot of Cody's, a lot of things like that. You got steer wrestlers, they're tough. There's a Dakota, there's a Bray. Yeah, there you go. So you got a couple out there. KC and the Sunshine Band. No.
There's some names. I mean, like I said, there was a time when Houston Street was the closer for Texas, and they were winning national championships under Augie Garrido. They had some names, you know, J.D. Cockcroft and J.P. Howell, and yeah. They had all the Yeah. You know, they had all the Texas names, Houston Street. You know, they had the names.
This boy was born to play ball at Texas. This boy, he's going to be
a Longhorn for life.
This boy's going to wrestle steers.
Good names.
Let's name him Saw.
Yeah.
There you go. The College Football Hall of Fame, the actual induction ceremonies going on in New York City. And this is when Tommy Frazier gets inducted today. Teddy Bruschi, Ron Dayne. Some other names that you'll probably recognize: Orlando Pace, Percy Snow, Vinny Testaverde, Danny Werfel, Coach Bill McCartney's going in. Also, they're honoring the National Scholar Athletes and naming the Campbell Trophy winner. Nebraska's Spencer Long is there. Max Bulla of Michigan State, he is among those that is in New York City today as well. John Urschel, who probably will win it from Penn State, he is there as well. So that's going on.
I am stunned that Bill O'Brien is still the head football coach at Penn State.
More than an integrity standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, just from a standpoint of, I'm stunned. I mean, I guess the NFL season's not over with, and that's probably where he's looking to go next,
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a finer man or a finer coach from what I've been able to read or tell about him, but I thought he was going to go maybe to USC. I thought he was a guy that was on USC's radar. I mean, he's a bigger splash hire than Sarkisian, in my opinion. But, I mean, they didn't really get – did USC not get the run that they thought they were going to get for guys wanting that job? I thought Sarkisian was just a really fall back.
I thought that – well, if he was, they sure sold it well.
Yeah. Because
Pat Hayden sure made it sound like this was my man all along. I mean, in kind of – I guess I believed him.
I just thought that Sarkisian was such a fallback candidate that they didn't get the guys that they really wanted. And I think, obviously, Del Rio was a guy that they wanted, but Del Rio has reinvigorated his stock as a head coach, I think, with what he's done with Denver this year. Yeah. So I think that changed rather dramatically from there. The best rumor that I had heard was the Chip Kelly to USC. That Chip Kelly was going to make the NFL playoffs and then walk away from the NFL just because he could and wasn't enjoying it. And I thought, you know, the things that I was reading on Twitter and whatnot, you know, $7 million, $6 million was going to lure him back. But does Saban go to Texas? You know, there's a lot of different storylines out there right now that are just very, very interesting, in my opinion, that make college football great. And you stoke them more and more with all the rumors and...
Yeah, you love that.
I do. You'll speculation.
Pick up an Inquirer over lunch.
Exactly.
Damon Day with us, and we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia to wrap up the program. But last week we talked a little bit about officiating on different levels, and I wanted to save this email that came the next day from Derek, and then I've let you read it. It's a pretty big book here. Did you want to respond?
No, I thought that Derek's email was very poignant. I thought that it was very well written, but I thought it was written from an official's perspective.
And kind of a high school perspective,
right,
as
very,
well.
Very combative.
I think there's different ways that officials do things these
right,
days.
Just very combative, just very typical of an official. You know, how dare you question an official? And I mean, that's just in dealing with them, that's how they are, and that's... You know, they are the guys that make the calls, and so I guess you got to kind of have that attitude about them. But I didn't find anything wrong with Derek's, you know, and the fact he took note of me mentioning how much referees are paid, and we all know how much I get paid, so I don't know why they shouldn't know how much they get paid, you know, and we work extraordinarily hard for little or, you know, little salaries compared to others, and so.
Yeah, but you get a car and a country club membership and, you know, spa.
Yeah, I don't get any of that, but I thought Derek did a great job of explaining his point from an official's perspective. You know, but we just view different. I haven't met many officials that I see eye to eye with. I figured not for the holidays of 2013 am I going to start now.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and wrap things up. If you have not won in the last 2 months, this is your opportunity. $25 gift card.
Maybe you pass it on for a Christmas gift. Maybe you use it for a
re-gifting time. It is the re-gift time of year.
They don't know any different. There's, you know, $25 to do with what you want. Put it towards a turkey, ham, prime rib for the holidays, meat and cheese tray to bring into the office or to take to your holiday party. Whatever you would love to use it for, we would love you to have it. All you got to do is call us now at 888-455-ESPN. We'll ask you a question. First person to get it right gets the $25 gift card. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
All right. It's Heisman Trophy week. Heisman Trophy question. Who was the last Heisman Trophy winner from a non-BCS school?
I can't think of any.
Okay, try back, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dave.
Dave, who was the last Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State?
From Ohio State. Phew, Archie Griffin?
No. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, if you'd like to be on today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
who was the last non-BCS Heisman Trophy winner?
Doug Flutie.
That is incorrect, but he did win the Heisman in 84. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff.
We've been doing a little Heisman Trophy trivia type of stuff here, so let's ask you one. Who was the last non-BCS conference player to win the Heisman?
RG3.
No, Baylor is in the BCS. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Man, there's some good ones here. This is, again, Damon, I don't know how easy they are or how hard they are. So let's keep on rolling. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kurt.
Kurt, all right, let's see. What do we got?
Ohio State question, that's the one, right?
You probably would like that Ohio State question, wouldn't you? Here's one for you. Who was the last Big Eight player to win a Heisman Trophy?
The last Big Eight player to win a Heisman Trophy. What year did we go to the Big 12?
Well, see, that's for me to know and you to find out, buddy.
Yes, that is. How about Colorado?
Bang! Winner! Wow, I kind of thought that would be a little tougher. Rashan Salaam, that's correct.
Oh, Doug, you got to have more confidence in me than that.
There you go, buddy. Okay, who was the Ohio State guy?
Eddie George.
No.
I missed it.
Troy Smith in 2006. You know,
well,
a guy.
Good thing you didn't give me that question.
Yeah, man. See there. And the last non-BCS winner. In fact, they had back-to-back. Producer Jeff guessed Andre Ware. He won it in 89, and the next year, Ty Detmer was the winner. Hey, it doesn't matter. You got what you needed to get. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you hooked up. Congrats.
Thanks, Doug.
Man, I thought Rashan Salaam, that might be the hardest of the bunch. Troy Smith was pretty tough. Either you knew it or you didn't.
Yes.
You knew it.
Yeah, I knew it.
You knew it. There's all kinds of stuff out here, though. You know, who was the last, before RG3, who was the last non-SEC winner?
Troy Smith.
No, Sam Bradford, Oklahoma.
Oh.
2008.
Sam Bradford, I didn't even remember he won the Heisman. It's amazing, though, when they show the Heisman show, though, and they show all the portraits. You're like, oh, wow, that guy was a Heisman. Oh, I forgot that guy was a Heisman, too.
Only one school has won two Heisman Awards in the last 10 years. Which school is it? Oh, no, I lied. There's two schools. That's shocking. Can you tell me the two schools that have two Heisman Trophy winners in just the last 10 years?
No.
USC, Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart, yep. And Oklahoma, Bradford and Jason White.
Oh, that's right. Jason White. Wow.
The guys that you'll forget, Mark Ingram, you're going to forget about him because his pro career isn't going to be anything. Troy Smith, Jason White. Most people outside of the state of Nebraska will forget Eric Crouch, Chris Winkie. You had a good run there for a while. Jameis Winston, that would have been another one. If he wins it, the last Florida State guy was Winkie, and before that you had Charlie Ward. So there you go. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for chiming in, and we'll give away some more PBR tickets tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show for Saturday night's Midway PBR Challenge. We've got tickets to give away coming up tomorrow and throughout the week. Tomorrow we will be back in studio. Randy Bushcutter will co-host, and we'll talk with the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm. His second appearance, Jim Holton, will join us. We'll also catch up with Brady Bonzel from UNK for our Loper Link. That's among our guests. We've got much more in the basketball side of things as the week moves along. Thursday, it's the winter sports preview Loper Lunch out at the Kearney Country Club. So UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, all their coaches will be out there for the final Loper Lunch of 2013. We invite you to join us there. And then Friday, we're live at Fast Fills with the Nebraska Lottery.
Woo! Did they ever do a spring coaches preview?
Well, it's hard to slow them down. They're all running around out on the golf course, running track, man. No, and there is no spring baseball here, just you. But you go. You go to Loper lunches. You go to Loper. Well, you're so busy on the road playing baseball
on
Pittsburgh State for 16 days. Yeah.
We're back there.
It's just good to have you back from Florida to enjoy some solid Nebraska weather today.
I'm enjoying it.
Hey, we want to thank Matt Schick from ESPNU, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!